Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
oh, what cloudy day.
Hallelujah. We give God praise that the storm is over. We thank God, hallelujah, that he kept us during our times of storm. In the name of Jesus, no more cloudy days. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. No more crying at night. I wish somebody would say amen. No more sickness in our bodies. Glory be to God. And he said, no more suffering, no more pain, no more heartache. To God be the glory. Let that be your declaration. Let that be your confession on tonight. The storm is over now. Your words have power. Your words have authority. Your words have dominion. And God, heaven hears us when we speak. And I know, God, allow angels to minister to us and to minister for us. I know there's an invisible realm operating on our behalf. Glory be to our God. And I know if God be for us, there is nothing or no one in this world that can defeat us. To God be all the glory. We're going to pray tonight. Pastor Anthony is here. Pastor Rebecca is here. The New Creation Church family is here. Everyone represented in your city, your state, you are here. We thank God for the body of Christ that is assembled right now, because he said where two or more are gathered in his name, he'd be right there in the middle of us. So we thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit being on this prayer line tonight. So our job is to get out of his way and allow God to be God in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7. A few verses coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7. Get right into the word of God. It says this, people of God. He says, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth about so many things, but he says here, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, or we have this treasure in our bodies, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We're even cast down, but not destroyed. My God. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Verse 17, I love this verse. He says, for our light affliction, Paul calls it a light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for you and I a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, and the things which are not seen are eternal. We thank God for prayer. We thank God that the storm is over. We thank God that he told us to pray one for another. I don't know what you're walking through tonight, but God knows. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing, but God knows. I was preaching on Sunday, and maybe you've seen it, but right in the middle of my sermon, I got sick. Right in the middle of the sermon, I got sick and I could not finish. And sometimes our expectations are not met. Sometimes it don't turn out the way we wanted it to. Sometimes maybe there was a job or a relationship or maybe a health plan or a success strategy that did not go the way you thought it would go. But he says in his word, thank you, God, that in spite of the treasure that's on the inside of us, and you have gifts, you have talents, you have abilities, you have potential and possibilities on the inside of you that have not been discovered yet, and it has not been revealed yet, and ain't nobody mad but the devil trying to keep it that way. But God's going to get it out of you, beloved. God's going to bring everything he needs to bring out of your life. So don't allow disappointment, don't allow people, don't allow circumstance to stop what God has put on the inside of you. In spite of the treasure, he said, we're troubled on every side. He said, but we're not distressed. We're not stressed out. God does not want us to worry. Amen. He says, and the second part of that, we're perplexed. Some of us are facing complex and confusing situations, but he says, don't be desperate even in that. And then another part of that, he says, we're persecuted, but never forsaken. I thank you, God, for that. God is always with us. We are never alone. And finally, I love this one right here. He says, we're cast down and we're going to pray, but we're not destroyed. I was watching a prize fight the other day, and we're going to pray. But I was up 1 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the morning because I was intrigued because it was a world title fight, and one of the fighters was a pastor. So that got my attention. I said, isn't that an oxymoron? He's a boxer, a prize fighter, but he was a pastor. And in the first round, people got, he got knocked down. I mean, this guy hit him with a right hook and knocked him down. And it did not look like he would get up. And they were making fun saying, well, maybe he's praying. But he got up and he shook the cobwebs out of his head. And he went on and he got to the fifth round. And in the fifth round, he hit the opponent with a right hook. And I mean, his feet came off the canvas and he knocked him down. Amen. And I said, that's what I'm talking about. He got knocked down, but he got back up. And then he knocked this guy down. And for the rest of the fight, you can see that this guy was afraid of him. And that's what the devil is afraid of you. The devil is afraid of me. Because when we pray tonight, we're going to wound him. We're going to injure him. We're going to put him on the run. Because the devil can knock us down, but he can't knock us out. I said he may have knocked you down, but he could not knock you out. Father, I thank you that we're back on our feet. I thank you that the storm is over and we're fighting again. I thank you that we're yet believing you, God, that you're going to do the impossible in our lives. Maybe that thing did not turn out the way we wanted it to, but we are here praying again, saying, nevertheless, not our will, but let your will be done tonight. So, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, because this is a partnership. When I couldn't finish that sermon, my wife tag-teamed me, and she finished the word of God. Your word says two are better than one, because if one fall down, the other is there to pick them up. If one get cast down, the other is there and got they back. If one is warred against and somebody's fighting against that one, he got a partner and she got a partner. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Hallelujah. And that's what we're here tonight. I got your back. You got my back. We got each other's back. In the name of Jesus, that's why we're the body of Christ. That's why we're the people of God. Jesus said they're going to know you belong to me, your love one for another. So, God, I thank you for the love that's on this line tonight. I thank you for the love that they have for their pastors. I thank you for the love that we have for the sheep. I thank you for the love that covers a multitude of sin. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the love. Hallelujah. You said we don't have love. We're a clinging cymbal. We're nothing but tingling brass. In the name of Jesus. So you said love never fails. Love never fails. It keep no track of wrong. Help that person to forgive tonight. I don't know who you are, but God is saying forgive. Let go and let God. I don't know the offense. I don't know the disrespect. I don't know what you went through, but God says drop it. Let it go. Put it behind you. Put that thing up under your feet. Now, God, I pray for that one, that you give them the grace to get through it, that you give them the grace to move past it, that you give them the grace to go on. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost, Pastor. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you for victory tonight. I thank you that we got the victory on tonight. We got victory in the name of Jesus. Your hands are at the plow, and you're not looking back. So I thank you for success, God. I thank you that I'm talking to a people that already won the war. I'm talking to a people that realize they're more than conquerors through your blood, Jesus. I'm talking to a remnant, God, that know they are mighty men of valor, that know they are women of virtue, in the name of Jesus. So every mother, every grandmother, every wife, every husband, every father, every child of the Most High God, we are praying, because if God be for you, there is no weapon formed against you that will win. So, God, I thank you that we got back up. Like I got back up from Sunday. I'm back in the fight.
Yes.
I'm back in the game.
Yes.
Oh, devil, you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good woman down. So, God, I thank you that we're moving forward by faith. As my wife, prophet, pastor, continues to pray, there's breakthrough in this line, Pastor.
Amen, amen.
Somebody got their healing as I speak. I feel it in the spirit realm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody got an answer to a question that they had on the altar of God. And I hear it in the spirit realm. Somebody got a yes. I would just receive that for myself.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you.
I know you've been waiting on an answer, and God says the answer is yes. So, God, we receive it by faith, and I thank you for the people of God as we pray and move forward that your spirit will rule and reign on this line. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
God.
Thank you, Lord. We pray. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy. We exalt your name, God. We give you all glory and honor and praise, God, because you are worthy, God. And we just thank you and we praise you for this time of prayer. God, we thank you for allowing us to come together, oh God, once again on this Tuesday night, God. We thank you, Lord, with two or more gathered together that you are definitely in our presence, God, that you are in our midst, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for people who are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for those who are panting after you, oh God, as the deer pants for the waters. Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, God. We give you all glory, God. We just come together, Father God, just to lift you up because you alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, oh God. We have searched all over, and we have not found anyone like you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We bestow your name, oh God. We give you, God, hallelujah, all honor, my God, hallelujah. We just thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for those who are gathered on the phone tonight, those who have come to the sanctuary, to the virtual sanctuary on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that you alone are, Father God, almighty God, all-powerful God, that we, Father God, we abide in your shelter. We dwell in your secret place, oh God. We seek after you, God. We war, Father God, against the enemy, Father God, in your presence.
Thank
in
you,
your
Lord.
Presence, God. Just to be in your presence,
yes.
Oh Lord. My God, there are times of refreshing to be found in your presence. So, Lord, we seek to press through to be in your presence, God, to touch the hem of your garment, oh, God, to grab a hold of your hem, oh, my God.
Yes, God.
Lord, we're grabbing a hold of your hem tonight, God.
Just touch it.
We are grabbing a hold of your hem, oh, God. We are grabbing a hold of you, oh God. Lord, we're like Jacob tonight, God. We won't let you go, God, until you bless us,
come
oh God.
On,
we are, Father God, we are determined, oh God, hallelujah, to have our lives changed. We are determined, oh God, hallelujah, to have situations turn in our favor. We are determined, oh God, for you to use us for your glory. We are determined, O Lord, hallelujah, to be vessels, my God, of your glory. We are determined, God, to be vessels of revival. We are determined, God, hallelujah, to be witnesses, my God, unto you, my God, in the name of Jesus, yes, until the resurrection, my God, to share in the fellowship of your suffering, my God, and the power of your resurrection.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Yes, God.
We thank you, God. We praise you.
Yes,
we thank you for divine revelation. We thank you, Mama Koshelekebaka. For Mama Koshelekebaka. We thank you, Jesus, for ministering angels. We thank you, Lord, for warring angels. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That the wait and the struggle is over. My God, is over now. So, Lord, we declare victory ahead of time over every life. My God, we speak over every life that's on this call tonight. We speak over every life,
yes,
God. We speak, Father God, breakthrough over every life. We speak victory over every life. We speak prosperity over every life. We speak peace over every life. We speak healing over every life. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak power over every life. We speak, my God, Baba Koshelaneke, manifested promises over every life. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that what you have ordained for your people shall surely come to pass. And Lord, we thank you tonight. And we praise you, God. We pray right now, Mama Koshelaneke Nama, for Cloud Nine International Ministries, God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We thank you for these churches, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon these pastors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are, Father God, on one accord. We thank you, Lord, that we are determined as churches, as your church, oh God, to save souls, change lives, set the captives free, empower those, Father God, who are feeling powerless, encourage the discouraged, my God, open the eyes of the blind, restore those who, Father God, who are lost, my God, seek and find those who are lost, my God, hallelujah, heal the hurting, in the name of Jesus, educate, emancipate, my God, empower, edify, walk, so Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, oh God, for your work that's been doing in the earth through New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, Cloud Nine, my God, Ministries, oh God, International Ministries, Worldwide, Global, New Creation's Global Ministries, Cloud Nine's International Ministries. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in these houses, oh God. Your glory, my God, manifest your glory. Manifest your glory, Mother Koshelaneke, every week. Let us be vessels of your revival. Let revival hit these houses,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
So,
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as we continue to pray.
Oh, yes.
We touch every person, my God. Pastor, you said the answer is yes.
Yeah, I don't know who that's for. Somebody's been looking for an answer.
The answer is yes. Yes, yes, and amen. My God.
Yes.
Yes, and amen. The promises of God through Christ Jesus are yea and amen.
Yes.
Yes, and amen. God is moving in the middle of that situation. Yes, and amen is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and amen. You already have the favor. Yes, and amen.
Yep.
You already have the blessing. Yes, and amen.
Jesus.
You already have the breakthrough. Yes, and amen. You already have the approval. Yes, and amen. You already have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and amen.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord,
hallelujah,
we thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yes, and we say amen to it.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Touch every life. Touch Jessica. We thank you for favor with the test results. We thank you for Jay tonight. She's worked hard. She worked her way to the finish line. She has crossed the finish line. And we thank you, Lord, for favor with the test result. We thank you that it's a pass with flying colors. Oh, glory. We thank you, Lord. We ask that she pass with flying colors. Give her rest, God. Let her rest in you, knowing, oh, God, that she's done her best and she can trust you to do the rest. So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name tonight as we open the prayer lines. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, amen. I feel that so strongly as we open up these phone lines. You said a yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
And God has already co-signed. He's already endorsed it. Whatever it is, I see it in the spirit so strongly tonight. So let's go forward with these calls, Pastor.
Amen.
We see some hands already, and we're going to take these callers. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Our first caller is 908. God bless you tonight, this evening.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. It is CC. I'm calling in for general prayer for my friend and my family. God bless you also.
Amen. We were talking over you. We didn't hear you. God bless.
Yeah, I'm just looking for general prayer this evening for myself and my family.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister CC tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this mother, this grandmother, God, her entire household. We know they are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Now, God, continue to open doors, continue to make ways where there seem to be no way. Continue to unite them as a family in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their love one for another. I thank you for their love for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, they love for their God that they serve, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, God, let them draw nearer to you.
Yes.
Watch over this generation, watch over the generation following in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a supernatural hedge of protection around their lives. God, I thank you for the prosperity and the wealth that they will find in the name of Jesus. You said in your word to seek you with their whole heart, and they will find you. So I thank you for this mother, God. I thank you that you would meet every need. Allow her mind, Father God, to be at rest. Allow her spirit to be stirred up with the gifts that you have placed on the inside of her. I thank you, Lord, that all is well. I hear it. I hear you, God. I thank you that all is well in the name of Jesus. Now, God, show them through your hand and through your heart. Show them that you're mighty, God. Show them that their prayers are reaching heaven. Show them through signs, wonders, and miracles that you are hearing their prayers in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this household, that they will represent you, that you would get glory out of their lives in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, God, I bind up any spirit that's contrary.
Mm.
I bind up any wagging tongue. Any witchcraft that is spoken against this family, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. So, God, whom the Son has set free, they are free indeed. So, Lord, help them to walk forward by faith. Let them move forward with a power and authority in the name of Jesus. So, God, give her the desires of her heart. Let her draw nearer to you in the name of Jesus. So we praise you for the victory. We thank you for the success, and we believe, God, prosperity is in their house. In Jesus'
name,
amen.
Amen.
I hear one word before we let you go. God says, take dominion. Begin to dominate.
Amen.
Because God has given
amen.
You and your girls dominion and authority. I just see that thing. And maybe that yes is for you. Maybe you got something pending. But whatever it is.
I claim it.
To God be the glory. Amen. And when God gives you that yes, all he wants is the praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. She is a blessing.
Praise God. To God be the
glory.
We
thank God for her.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Star Deja. Amen. We thank God for all the family in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. And even as we take the next call, I know Cece's still here. We pray for baby Zara right now.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the miracle, Father God, of baby Zara. We thank you for blessing her, that she prepares to come home. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around her. We pray for continued development of her bodily functions, oh God, her lungs, her her, every part of her body in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that everything would be working. We thank you, Lord, for healing anything that was damaged, Father God, even as she had to struggle at such a young age,
thank
Father
you,
God. But Father God, just to hold on to life.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that baby Zara shall have long life, oh God. We pray over her life right now in the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And Lord, we even thank you for favor on tomorrow for Cece. We thank you, Lord, as she walks in tomorrow, like Pastor Ifty said, that she walks in with victory. So Lord, we ask that you go before her, that you set the path before her, and that you give an extent to her. We ask, Lord, that you give an extent to her divine supernatural favor in the
done.
Name of
it's
Jesus.
Done.
So Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're opening and taking up another caller. God is a mighty God. He's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. We just have to continue to trust God. I hear God saying, trust me. This is for everybody on the line. God is just saying, trust me. I need you to trust me. I need you to continue to trust me. This is a time when God is saying, trust me. Rest in my promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Hey, Prophetess. This is Nichelle. I was calling in tonight asking you guys for prayer. And I also wanted to let you and Pastor Anthony know that I did get a car. So I thank God for.
Hallelujah. Wait a minute. You got a car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm cutting you off, but go ahead. Give that praise report.
I asked for an SUV, and I did get one. So I just want to thank God for that as well. And it's just like it's a lot of stuff that I've been praying about and asking God for. And it's like, you know, some things you have to see it, and sometimes you have to change your direction with certain things. And it's like it you guys probably could break it down a little bit better than me, but it's like God is positioning me. But God is positioning me. Even there are some things that I'm just gonna instantly get, but there's some things that I had to be in a certain, I had to realign some things in order to walk into it, but I can see it, you know what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of things that God is just realigning my thought patterns and stuff. And I just really thank God for, you know, using you guys to speak. And I tell you something else, because with the car, I had went to 2 dealerships before, and it didn't go in my favor, but that word was still in me that, you know, this is something. Even with the I can't remember his name, but the guy that sometimes get up here and he prays and stuff, the words, even he spoke. So I just thank God for the word, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though we get words, sometimes the enemy is going to try to come in and deter you from the word. But if the word is spoken, sometimes we have to take action. Just because you get a no, don't stop. Just continue to go through those doors. And I was like, God, after the 2 no's, you know, like, I know in another season I probably been like, okay, well, maybe the time is not right. But I said, well, God, this is what was said to me, so I'm going to try. And it was unexpected. And Prophetess Deb been surprised that you guys have prayed, and you was like, listen, Pastor Anthony said it too, that it's going to be unexpected. I went to another city, and I started to go. And somehow I was like, because somebody else was with me or whatever, and I was like, turn around and go back. And I went to this place, an unexpected dealership, and I got it. So I thank God for it. And it was so easy. So easy.
My God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 My God.
He's faithful.
I love hearing praise reports, and that is a fabulous praise report. That you got your SUV and that you're driving. You have your keys.
Gave her the desires of her heart. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. So you want prayer? You want us to pray for you tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Just have the Holy Spirit lead you guys to pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory. I just want to read this very quickly, and we're going to pray. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I'm going to hear you. He goes on to say, and you shall seek me and find me with your whole heart. You will find me as you search for me. And God, I thank you for this prophetess in the name of Jesus. Even you know the thoughts you think towards her. And God, I thank you that you opened the door that no man can shut. Even as you continue to watch over her and her family, God, in the name of Jesus, she's still calling upon you. She's still seeking you. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the natural things. But God, I thank you also for the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the visible, but more importantly, thank you for the invisible. And I thank you, God, as she grows spiritually, as she, Father God, draws nearer to you. Hallelujah, that you would give her authority and power that she's never known before in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for a closer walk with you. Thank you, God, for discernment and revelation knowledge from on high. We thank you, and we cover this woman of God with the blood of Jesus. So, God, this mother, meet every need. Thank you for the resources. You are her source that provide resources. So, God, in the name of Jesus, even as she worked out that deal with the dealership, you're continuing to work out in her favor. You're continuing to show her mercy. You're continuing to extend grace to her. So, God, I thank you that she serves you because, God, she's going to give you the glory. So I thank you that no weapon, no demon, no trap, no hater, no adversary, no adverse situation will prevail over her life. So, God, strengthen her in those weak areas. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is still her strength.
Yes, God.
So, God, as she continues to praise and praises go up, continue to let your blessings fall on her entire house.
My God.
As the kids go to school, let blessings fall. As she go to work, let blessings fall. As she go to school, let your blessings fall. Let it rain down in this season. And I thank you, Lord, that she will prophesy, teach, and minister your unadulterated word, and she will win souls in that area that she resides in, God. She will win souls for your kingdom. Because I just see we're going to let you go, but I see you testifying of what the Lord has done in your life. And through your testimony, you're going to win some people for Christ. So don't be ashamed when he tell you to share your story, when he tell you to testify of his goodness, because somebody's going to see something on you and they're going to know and point them to Christ, and you're going to win souls through your testimony. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I heard God say, I'm processing you. I am processing you. And there's some things that God is stripping off of you. There's some old stuff that God is stripping off of you. And God just wanted me to pray for healing. God says, I'm healing you from old stuff, old church hurt. I'm going to say it like I heard it. Old church hurt. God says, I'm healing you from old church hurt, and I'm restoring you. And that's going to be part of your ministry to those who have been hurt in the church, to restore them back to the flock. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. I thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Not only church hurt, I hear you, Lord, but family matters, oh God, hallelujah. Backstabbers, my God, hallelujah. Friendly fire, oh God, that this woman has had to endure throughout the years. Everything that she's gone through, oh God, I pray for healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. The fresh stuff, oh God, the new, the stuff that she's had to just deflect, oh God, hallelujah, and walk away from, God. I pray healing over her life in the name of Jesus. She's had to step over some things and walk away from some things and process some things, Lord, that you've given her the maturity, oh God, with which to deal with, Father God, the fiery darts of the devil, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for healing in her life right now, God, that you will heal her from every hurt, every harm, even as she walked through the doors of certain congregations, oh God. God. We thank you, Lord, for total healing, that she, Father God, can just be still and know that you are God. So, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, for validation. I thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life, God, and, Lord, for the directing of the Spirit, my God, as you continue to lead her and guide her to that place, Father God, where you are going to use her mightily for your glory. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman servant, your daughter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is, I see him just stripping you down and building you up again. And you're like that clay, you know, you're pliable, you're allowing God to do the work, and that's why the blessings are really like, it's like a mighty rushing wind. The blessings are rushing towards you. Everything that was stored up and held up, every yes that you give God releases another blessing. Amen. So you continue to move forward, like Pastor said, move forward by faith. Amen.
Amen. You know, I wanted to just say this briefly. As far as what you were saying pertaining to the healing, you know, that was kind of weighing on me today. And I was just praying about it. And I was like, God, if there's something inside of me that's, because, you know, like, God reveals, some people think it's just good stuff, but sometimes God will show you stuff that's not so good. And he also was showing me, even though it was family and it can be disappointing, he showed me exactly, and these are people that are very close to me, you know, he showed me what I was dealing with. You know, God reveals certain things to his people as we seek him, but even though those are my family and God don't want me to do anything, you know, mean or treacherous to them, but I'm aware of what they've done. You get what I'm saying? On what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's not in me to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like God has given me goals and stuff that I need to focus on. And everything that is going to try to come, just like I said, try to come against me, God is going to take care of those things. But thank God for using you guys tonight to pray for me. And I received what both of you guys said as well.
Amen. 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 Just keep loving, keep forgiving.
Yeah.
That's what I see, stepping over stuff. That's the forgiveness. You just stepping over, deflecting it, letting it roll off. Like, I forgive them. That's your power. I forgive them and keep it moving. Keep moving by faith. I got too much to do today. I can't have hatred. Can't have bitterness in my heart. I have to keep forgiving. I have to keep moving. You know, keep forgiving. Don't let it hold you and you don't hold it. Keep forgiving. And keep it moving. And keep loving, even if you have to love from a distance. And keep it moving. Even if they don't come to you asking for forgiveness, just keep forgiving and keep moving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you. You're welcome. God bless you. To God be the glory. And that's Pastor Jamal. Amen. He's here. We got Holy Ghost backup. Pastor Jamal Anderson came and spoke a word when she was talking about that car. And he said, the car's already yours. Just go get it.
And now she's driving.
And now she's driving. Amen. What does she want? Amen. To God be the glory. We see our daughter Kayla on the line. God bless you, Kayla. She's in the week of finals. Amen. She's doing her essays, but she took time to join the prayer line. We're going to pray for Kayla, then we're going to take another couple of calls. Father God, we thank you for Kayla right now, as Kayla has joined the prayer line on tonight, God, and we pray for her, oh God. Even as she's finishing up her semester, oh God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for just your angels being encamped about her at the campus on Rutgers, oh God, that you would give her peace, that you would give her clarity, that you would allow her to focus as she finishes up these essays, as she goes for her final exam, that this week, Father God, will be a week of peace, Father God, that there will be no stress, oh God, that the tuition, Mama Kosha, the Kayla, God says your tuition is paid. My God, that summer tuition, God says, don't worry. It's a yes. My God, it's already done. That's another yes. Don't worry about the tuition. He said, as I've done it in the past, God says, as long as you continue to love me, keep me first, and trust me, I will make sure sure that your tuition is taken care of. So, Lord, we thank you for the tuition being paid, God. We thank you for her continuing to be on the dean's list. We thank you, Father God, for her continuing, Father God, to excel in her studies. We thank you for her continuing to be focused, for godly friends to be around her, even as she gave glory to you in this concert on this last week, God. We just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for your hand upon her life. Continue to elevate her in the spirit realm. God is taking you higher in the spirit realm, Kayla. God says, I'm taking you higher as you study my word, as you draw near to me. God says, I'm taking you higher in the spirit realm. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for elevation in the spirit realm for our daughter, our baby girl. And we praise you, oh God, for your hand upon her life. So bless this last week of her studies. And Father God, just give her the desires of her heart as she finishes up this semester. Give her total success as she finishes out this week and this next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Watch over our baby girl in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah, for total success in every area of her young life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As Kayla Joy Simmons, our youngest daughter, we're so godly proud of her down at Rutgers, New Brunswick. And we thank God for her efforts.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And getting that degree.
Yes,
it's going
for
forward.
Second year.
Amen. To God be
the
glory. We're going to take another caller, but we're so proud of her.
Amen.
Take another caller, Pastor. To God be all glory. 111. We God bless you tonight, this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara. How are you?
We're doing well tonight.
Awesome.
How are you feeling?
Well, now
I'm feeling.
You said, how am
you?
I feeling?
How are you? Now how are you feeling?
Well, I'll just say the devil thought he had me, but he had to let me go, right?
Oh, come on. Jesus.
You better go ahead.
Hallelujah. It won't work.
It won't work.
It won't work. Amen.
There's a lot I could say. Just I'm gonna ask for, well, my praise report is just that. I walked out of that place and I walked out with a testimony and I walked out with revelation, and I'm still trying to discern what all happened in that emergency room, but I'm not gonna take your time with all of that. But I just know that where I am, he's already there. And so that's my praise report as I walked out of there. I'm going to ask for prayer for two people and for God's will in my physical body. I go to see the doctor in the morning, just as a follow-up. There's a young lady that I'm friends with. Her daughter's name is Bella, and Bella is 15 years old, and she's disabled, physically disabled. She's got some type of crippling disease. And apparently she's gone through many, many surgeries, and they're talking about another surgery in 2 weeks. They're saying that the scoliosis is getting worse. And on top of that, they're fighting with insurance and so forth to get her a battery powered wheelchair, all the things that just to make her life livable. But she's been on my heart now for a couple of weeks, just understanding the struggle. And with the school shootings, they were telling her, if anything happens at the school, just turn your chair backwards toward the wall and face the wall. And that just put a fear into her as well. So I'm asking for prayer for Bella, for her physical and her emotions. And also for my sibling, my sister, just for, we need help in our relationship. I won't even begin there. It's always been there. She's my elder sister, and she's had some type of emotional trauma or something that happened to her as a young child. And there are just some major emotional issues there. And the cover up is to be in ministry and not have to really deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know. So, see, and I'm so thankful for you, for the two of you, because I can say that, and you can know what I'm talking about.
Right. Yes.
So it's something that I cannot fix, you know, no matter how I adjust my behavior. It's something that God's got to do a deep work. So for those two, for Bella and for my sister, her name is Diana, and then for God's will in my physical body, whatever needs to be corrected or whatever direction I need to take, I just so appreciate you all so much. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the praise report that you walked out of the emergency room. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, for Bella on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are still a healer, oh God, even in every area with Bella and Diana and Father God, Barbara, that you are a healer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you can heal our bodies, our emotions, Father God. You can heal us from the trauma of the past. You can heal our relationships, oh God. And Lord, we are believing you, Father God, for total healing in every area with Bella, oh God, with her physical body, oh God. Lord, I know that she's been dealing with this for a while, God, but we thank you for miracles, oh God. There are accounts in the Bible, Father God, of people who have been sick for a long time, but Jesus showed up, hallelujah, and they received healing, oh God. So Lord, we are believing you for healing on this line, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you will touch Bella's body, God, that you will touch her emotions, oh God, that you will, we bind up the spirit of fear right now, God, the spirit of fear, Father God, that she goes to school, oh God, that there will be no school shootings, oh God, we bind up the spirit of murder and assassination, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we lose your peace, we lose your protection, we lose, Father God, angels on assignment, Father God, around Bella and her fellow students, oh God, fellow classmates. In the name of Jesus, we speak, Father God, hope into the life of Bella, oh God, that she will begin to, Father God, know that her needs are met. God, give her the needs that she moved the insurance company, God, to give her everything that she needs, oh God, while she's in this situation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for that she will have her wheelchair, that she will have everything that she needs, oh God, to have a life, Father God, a life more abundantly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for her soul if she's not saved, oh God, that you will save her, oh God, that you will, Father God, just do a work in her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for a touch, that you will touch Bella, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Diana right now, oh God. Lord, we know the plan of the enemy that came against her life at an early age, oh God. Lord, we bind up that pain, Father God, that discouragement, that disappointment, that spirit of despair, oh God, that inability to cope, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we seek healing over Diana's life. We bind up every demon on assignment that's come against her livelihood, that's come against her joy, that's come against her, my God, mama koshela deke nama, having a life in you, oh God, and we pray for Diana right now that she will be loosed in the name of Jesus from all these things that are trying to hold her, in the name of Jesus, all these demons that are trying to hold her, even as she is serving, even as she's saved and serving in ministry, and God, this thing that has come as a wedge between her relationship with her sister, we break it off in the name of Jesus, and we see healing over this relationship, my God, my God, we speak healing over this relationship in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will restore this relationship, restore every family relationship on this line, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you will restore every family relationship. Restore Barbara and Diana's relationship, God, and touch our relationships on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we speak, Father God, hallelujah, healing over Diana's life, my God. We pray, Mama Koshadama, for your touch on thy touch. Let her have a real encounter with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray for Barbara right now, God, even as she goes back to the doctor on tomorrow. We thank you for total healing in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for manifesting healing, God. Touch, God. Touch her, oh God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we declare her healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that as she goes back to the doctor, oh God, that you will give her, Father God, all of the answers that she needs, oh God. Give her wisdom, even if there's some things that she needs to do, oh God. Give her, Mama, you said she shall prosper, oh my God, and be in good health, even as her soul, I feel, God. Mama, minister to her, God. Touch that body, God, in the name of Jesus. You said she will prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers. So, Lord, we thank you for total healing. And she shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord, that there's yet work for her to do, God. So we thank you for total healing in her body. Mama, regulate the blood pressure, regulate the body organs, regulate all of the vital signs, regulate, Mama, bring it into divine order. We bring it under the blood, and we speak order to everybody's vital signs, every body function, in Jesus' mighty name, every organ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. I'm just here in the spirit of reconciliation, and God's going to do it. Pastor, you pray for every family, but I thank God for her sister Diana and sister Barbara in the name of Jesus, that these sisters, that the relationship is going to go somewhere into a wonderful place, and we thank God that he's going to do the supernatural, that this thing can be what God wants it to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up any spirit of division of any kind because it's not of God. So we thank God for Bella. We thank God for Diana. And we thank God for you. And we believe in for more praise reports. Amen.
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 To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We can only take these last two, and we're going to have to stop it after these last two calls.
We got two more callers, and we're going to take these two. To God be the glory.
Very cool. 678, God bless you.
God bless you. To God be all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this day,
yes,
dear Lord.
God.
Thank you for our gathering here today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your love towards us. I have a testimony. I have a couple of them, and I want to praise God. First, my son was trying to change his shift for midnight shift, and now he's working the day shift. So thank God for that, because he does have a baby on the way, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he wants to be there, you know, during the night. So, and thank God. I'm giving thanks to God. It didn't matter what it was, but it's going to be a boy. So thank you, Jesus, for your blessing that's coming on its way. And the second testimony I want to give is that, you know, I have a ringtone for every person that I know, so I know who's calling me, so I don't have to guess who's calling when the phone rings. But the other day in the morning when I was coming to work, I had a funny ringtone on my phone. I was like, wait a minute, I don't know who that belongs to, but I looked at it, and something told me, or should I say God told me to answer it, because I don't answer calls from ringtone I don't know. So I answered it, and it was a person that has been trying to reach me since January. And they've been sending me this check that's been going back and forth in the mail, that's never made it to me because I had a P.O. box before I moved. And the last time they tried was in March. And so this lady said that she had all this on top of her desk, and it was her fault that she didn't get in touch with me sooner, but that there was a check waiting for me. And I'm telling you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, it has given me a financial change in my life.
I cannot believe it. I told the lady, listen, say that again. And then I say, do you mean this, and this? And she says, yes, ma'am. I said, listen, lady, you have made my morning. I started to pray on her and pray for her.
Amen.
And she started to
laugh.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this lady. Please let her have a nice day today, dear Lord. Thank you for sending this angel to me so early in the morning. And she was like, she was all hysterical and laughed. She was, no, it wasn't my forces. Well, there was a reason why it was so, you know, why you took so long to get in touch with me. But you know what? God is so good to me.
Yes.
Amen.
I may go through
Amen.
Some rough times, but you know what? There is a different way that he blesses me to pick me right up. So I just want to thank God for loving me so much, for just being there for me all the time, even when I'm down and when I'm up. And I just want to thank you guys for your prayers, because I'm sure you have mentioned this to me, you know, in your prayers. And I'm just so full of God. I mean, there's no way of thanking him, because I don't know what to do to thank him. I really don't.
Amen.
You know, it's like, you know, I can't repay what he's done to me and for my family. So I want to thank God for that. And I just want to say that victory is mine, and victory is mine today. So please say a prayer
Amen.
For me, for everyone
Amen.
On this prayer line. And thank you so much. You could just say a prayer, well, however your heart, you know, directs you, because you know what? No devil is going to knock me down. And if he thinks that he has
That's
me,
right.
he will never have me. In Jesus' name,
That's
I
right.
rebuke him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
Amen. And I do recall God prophesying that he had me prophesy that he was going to bless you in your latter years, and that he was going
yes.
to take care of you financially. And God does
yes.
not lie. He was not a man that he should lie, nor is the Son of Man that he would repent and change his mind. And it's amazing, this testimony that you gave, because I told Pastor, I said, Sister Maria tried to sow a seed, and it was a problem with the seed, but then she tried again, and the seed came through. And then you just told me this lady was trying to get the check to you, and she kept trying, and the check came through. And that's how God is doing the same thing with Prophetess Michelle. Right after that car, we talked about the car, she sold a seed. And God right away blessed that seed. And that's what God does. He blesses us when we take him at his word and we believe God at his word. My God. And we obey God. God says, I got so much more in store for you. And he backs up his word. So we thank God for his word coming to manifestation in his life. We thank God for changing your financial situation. We thank God for your perseverance and your praise. We thank God for your continuing to just give God the glory. Father God, we just praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the financial blessing that you have sent her way. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that your word does not fall to the ground, that you are faithful to what you have spoken over her life. And as she continues to bless you, as she continues to praise you, as she continues to glorify your name, as she continues, Father God, to just, Father God, just have an ear to hear what you have to say and a heart to obey. God, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, just continue to show yourself mighty in her life. My God, hallelujah. We thank you that greater, I hear God saying greater, we thank you that greater is coming, oh God, that you have even more in store. We thank you for the baby, oh God, the baby boy that's on his way. We thank you for the change and shifting, that you're shifting things in her son's life, that you're shifting things in Sister Maria's life, that you're shifting things and setting things up for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And what the devil meant for evil, oh my God, I hear God saying what the devil meant for evil, I already turned it around, my God. My God, I already turned it around. It was for your protection, my God, in
Thank
the name
you, Jesus.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. God said,
Hallelujah.
I had to do some things. I had to allow some things to be pussy table, turn me upside down just so I could shift you back into where I needed you to be for where I'm taking you so I could protect you and keep you, my God, hallelujah, on this road that I have you on. So, Lord, I thank you for the blessing, my God, of your protection, the blessing of the sifting, the blessing of the shifting that's taking place in this woman of God's life. Continue to use her. Continue to fill her. I feel God. Continue to minister to her. Continue to show yourself mighty in her life. And, Lord, we will continue to glorify your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. Amen. You're going to be able to buy a few diapers. You gonna buy some bibs and diapers and a little bit of.
I have to start from now on until.
All right. Yeah. To God be the glory.
Thank
but that,
you.
That's what a powerful
glory.
Testimony, and we're celebrating with you, and thank God it gave you a financial breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
And
God's
not done yet. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. God bless you guys. I love you a lot.
What a praise report. Let that encourage somebody tonight. If you're believing God for a financial breakthrough, a miracle, amen. We heard it, that God is no respecter of persons, and he did it for Sister Maria. He can do it for you. To God be the glory. Pastor, we're taking our last caller tonight. And this is from the area code of 86832. 832. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. Hi, this
Amen.
Is Vanessa from Houston. And I was just calling out to say it again.
God bless you, Vanessa.
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the prayer request.
I said I was calling for a financial miracle. Also, we're trying to buy a home, so I'm just praying and believing God for a miracle with the finances and to put everyone that's in place that's helping me with the home.
Amen. To God be the glory. Yes, we're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Vanessa tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe that you have already gone ahead of her through this process, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, hallelujah, she has a desire to acquire that home. God, as she worked with the bank, as she worked with the financial institution, as she worked with the realtors and the mortgager, God, give her divine favor in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that you would meet every need, that things would come into order, that you would give her wisdom, God. You would give her, hallelujah, a strategy to make this happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels watching over this process.
Yes.
I thank you that greater is he that's in her than she or he that's in this world. And God, as she sit down, as she talk, as she negotiate,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, I thank you that she will find, hallelujah, God, your hand being in this situation.
Oh,
so, Lord, I thank you that the money is already coming into order. I thank you in the name of Jesus that the down payment, all the things required.
Yes.
I thank you, hallelujah, that the exceptions that need to be made as far as the credit rating, as far as the whatever the requirements of the mortgage company, whatever it is, God, we already heard tonight that we're trying to figure it out, and you have already worked it out. So, God, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but help us to acknowledge you and all of her ways, and you will show her what to do, where to go, and what to say, and when to say it, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she'll have peace, that you will give her rest, you will give her the ability to walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. So, God, even as she surveyed the land, and she already saw a house that she wants, God, hallelujah. Even you said everywhere Joshua's feet went, you gave it to him. So, God, when she drive through the neighborhood, I feel God. When she surveyed the city, when she, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is going out with the realtor, let it be the kind of house she wants. Let it have the bedrooms in the backyard and the front yard that she wants. Let it be in the kind of neighborhood that she wants to live in the name of Jesus. So, God, we said it at the outset. I believe that, I hear you, God. I believe that yes was for you.
Oh,
I don't know if you were here early on, but I believe that approval is for you.
Yes, God.
I believe God's endorsement, his cosign signature, is already in this process. Because God wants to show, he wants to show you off. And I just see people watching you. And they wouldn't see the outcome of this. But he says, I prepare a table. I prepare a table. And he says, oh, I hear you, God. Goodness and mercy are following you. When you're going to the bank, goodness and mercy are following you. When you're going to the house to make the deal, goodness and mercy are following you. When you talk to the attorneys, goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life.
Yes, God.
So, God, I thank you that she's in good company.
Yes, Lord.
And God says, oh, I hear your Holy Ghost. Walk by faith and not by sight. Don't try to even get, because the enemy gonna send negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna say something wrong and is gonna try to get into your spirit. Somebody gonna say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and God says to you tonight, don't let that thought, don't let it grow. Cast it down right away.
Yes, God.
If negative people try to come into this particular season as you try to acquire this home, God says, just denounce it. Just bring it down right away.
Thank you.
Do not allow negativity to come in at all. Because I feel God's favor is on you to get this house. Amen?
Amen. I receive it.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Go get your house.
And call us back with that testimony once you close on that home. God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
When you close on that home, call us back with the praise report.
Yes, go get your house. Go get your house. Amen. Go get your house. That's for more than one person on this line. Go get your house. Amen. God told me to release a financial blessing over this prayer line tonight, to release financial blessings over this prayer line. So I'm doing it by faith. By faith, just grab your pocketbook, your wallet, and just hold touch, lay hands on your wallet, on your purse, wherever your money is, your checkbook, amen. And by faith, amen. And Lord, we declare and decree financial breakthrough and financial blessings upon every purse, upon every wallet, upon every household, upon every bank account, upon every checkbook. In the name of Jesus, we declare financial overflow upon every financial situation, all of these wallets and purses that your people are holding, their checkbooks and their bank statements. My God, that there will not be lack in any situation, that these wallets will be overflowing with cash. Money answers all things, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that money is coming to your people, oh God, and that there a financial need, we speak by obedience, we speak a financial windfall, a financial release coming into the purse, the wallets, the checking accounts, the bank accounts, the saving accounts, the 401ks, the 403bs, my God, all of the retirement funds, the IRAs, the stocks, the equities, the mutual funds, municipal bonds, increase, my God, real estate, my God, over every life that we reach for their wallet or bank account or checkbook or everything in obedience to you. And we thank you, Lord, and we declare it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive it. Look over my money. Amen. Come on, somebody. They be like, what you looking for? I'm looking for my money. Come on, to God be the glory. Not that we're magnifying money, but God is going to give you what he needs to give you in order for you to
life of abundance,
to manifest kingdom in your life. Amen. So God bless you. We pray for every life. God bless you, Mom. God bless you. We pray for you. We cover you, Sister Carmen. We pray for you, Sister Rita. All of you, God bless you. We do have to go. Meet us tomorrow. Tracy and Tanisha, God bless you. Pastor Jamal, God bless you. Meet us tomorrow. Amen. Word Wednesday. My God, a powerful time in the Lord. Meet us for Word Wednesday in the sanctuary, on blog and on Facebook Live. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Do sow a seed. go to our website, nccmonline.org. Amen. Meet us on Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We love you.
Give
God bless you.
Away.
Amen.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What happened? If a generation embraced it. Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.